But today's a big day. The U.S. firm Moderna has said it'll file requests for the emergency authorization of its COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. And in Europe. The vaccine efficacy against COVID-19 was 94.1%, and the efficacy against severe COVID-19 was at 100%, which is absolutely remarkable. Moderna said this in a statement. Joining us, Dr. Eric Fiegelding. He's an epidemiologist and health economist, a public health specialist at Harvard, and a fantastic mind in all of this. At the drop of a hat, we try and call him across and say, you've got to join us. But he's agreed today yet again. And today, I'm sure he would agree, is an important day. 100% in serious cases, Dr. Fiegelding, this is more than the gold standard. It's almost unbelievable. What does this indicate about the drug?
Yeah, it's very interesting. The 94% means all cases.
Right.
But the 100%, well, it's more like 30, all 30 severe cases were in the placebo and zero were in the vaccine. Now, you can't divide by a zero. So it's as close to 100% as possible, but it's only based on 30 cases. But it's a very good sign that there's zero cases so far in this vaccine immunized arm. And especially also a lot of them were elderly. So it also protects against the elderly. And altogether, these two vaccines are very promising, 95, 94%. And I think they will definitely be approved in the coming weeks. The only concern is, of course, the distribution, because both these Moderna and Pfizer vaccines require really deep cold freezing.
So that's going to be a problem for so many nations in Africa, certainly for us over here in India. It's not coming anytime soon. That's a bit of a concern, isn't it? Because there are people have said that the AstraZeneca drug, which is very robust in terms of temperature, is perhaps not as effective, at least not that we know so far.
Right. So it's a little bit complicated. The AstraZeneca one only requires pure refrigeration. These other ones require freezing, but then they can be thawed only briefly. The AstraZeneca, what happened was there was actually an error. And so they ended up with two groups, one with a full dose and one with a half dose and then a full dose. So the half dose group, it seemed, got the 90%, but it happened by accident. That said, the analysis is valid. So AstraZeneca is doing a new trial. And if the results are good, I think AstraZeneca trial, if the 90% holds up, would be a better vaccine for many parts of the world because, A, it requires no freezing, only refrigeration, and it's 8 to 10 times cheaper than the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines.
Just correct $2. Me if I'm wrong, Dr. Fiegelding, that 90% AstraZeneca managed was among those who were younger in age, right?
Right. They were younger age. It was those who were under 55.
Right.
While the other group that had the 62% efficacy was everyone. So it's not like old versus young. It's just everyone versus just the younger. But at the same time, 90%, if we could have a vaccine that 90% effective, 8 to 10 times cheaper and can be transported, I would argue 10 times easier without freezing, then it could be huge. That's why AstraZeneca is doing an emergency brand new trial. And hopefully we won't have to wait that long. We'll get the results very soon.
How soon would we get the results?
Well, with any vaccine trial, it depends on how strong you think the effect is. We think it's around 90. And how much infection there is in the community. Mm-hmm. If there's almost no infection, it will take a long time to accrue enough and collect enough infections. But given that there's worldwide spread of this in so many countries, I think it won't take that long to accrue enough cases to confirm whether the 90% range is possible. I would say once they start the trial, probably less than a month to get the number of cases they need.
All right. One final quick word from you. The science behind the Moderna drug, it's new, it's relatively untested. It has problems with storage and things. It has to be done very carefully, very cold. But it's fantastic science, isn't it? mRNA, whatever.
There has been many mRNA vaccines before. So it's not that we don't have any. It's just in terms of long-term follow-up, we don't know. But I think right now, the main goal is to stop the wildfire of this pandemic. And then we can worry about, okay, how can we maintain long-term community? immunity. Because right now, stopping the wildfire burning across the world is just key. And so I think this 90-95% is just so critical.
All right, Dr. Eric Fiegelding, thanks very much for joining us. Important day as far as the fight against COVID is concerned. Thank you very much indeed.